You're listening to the Empowering Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and Reiki energy healer, where we talk all about spirituality, self-empowerment, and some fun and mysterious psychic stuff. You'll receive messages from spirit and discover how to create the life you've always dreamed of. And now's the time to tap into your intuition and manifest your inner magic. Here are 10 steps to finding your soul's purpose. First, I want to say you're always on a journey. You're never not on a journey. You're never not learning something. The very first thing, and these steps aren't necessarily in order, but one of the very first things that you'll want to do is to recognize that it can actually be a multitude of roles, and it's not just a singular or soul, S-O-L-E, purpose. Your soul's purpose can be found in multiple roles. It's not just one thing that you're supposed to do. And I feel like that's oftentimes where we get caught up. We're thinking, what's this one thing that I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to just be doing one thing, and what is it? I don't know, and I feel lost, and I feel stuck. But if you start to recognize that it's not just one thing that is your soul's purpose, because I feel like your soul is beyond your lifetime, even here as a human being, it's beyond that. And so when you think of it that way, you think, okay, there's not so much pressure then. You can let the pressure off a little bit. That leads into exploring and experiencing life. That's another way to help discover your soul's purpose, is to actually explore and experience life. And what I mean by that is oftentimes we get into these roles or these positions or these career statuses and it feels stable and we've got the income coming in, we're doing what we've put ourselves in, and we are doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we're following the rules and we're going step by step by step, and then we get a paycheck, we pay the bills, and then it's all over the next day. And it's the same mundane thing again. But in order for you to find a little bit more about your soul's purpose, you're gonna have to explore a little bit outside of your, if you want to call it your comfort zone or your current surroundings, and to get out there and experience something new and something different. And I know that might sound a little cliche, but it's so true. Like, go on a solo road trip, or go with your best friend or someone that you enjoy their company. Do that. Try that. See what you discover, see what you find. And even if it's just a sense of feeling free and in the moment, and you're laughing, and maybe you're talking to someone new and you come across someone else, you are helping yourself discover more about what it is that maybe you like, or maybe what you don't like, or wow, I really connected with that person, or I walked into this antique shop and I just found the most beautiful book that is 200 years old, and inside of it has all these different unique messages, and I feel like this is part of what I'm gonna do. And it's almost like this, you don't know until you just explore. Another way is to take time for yourself, especially if you're a mom or a dad, or you are a caretaker of some sort. You have these responsibilities, but that doesn't mean that you aren't to take time for yourself. This is necessary. It is not selfish. You've got to do this, especially if you're feeling like burnt out and exhausted, feeling overwhelmed. You've got to take time for yourself. If you're always linked up with someone, or if you're always dependent on someone else and what they do, you're not going to be able to really see the big picture. You might be using others subconsciously, like you're not even aware of it, to sort of distract you from discovering more about what it is that you want to do and what it is that you actually love to do. I feel like that happens often where we do that, where we use our roles and our responsibilities in a way to suppress those wants and those desires because it is kind of scary to do what we want to do. It is a little frightening, or there is a little bit of fear that starts to surface when we start to become a little bit more vulnerable with what we really want to do. And so we use these buffers or these distractions to keep us from following our hearts and what we really want to do. And so take time for yourself, however that looks and feels to you and resonates with you. Another way to finding your soul's purpose is to do something meaningful for yourself and ultimately others as well. So it's in addition to taking time for yourself, but actually doing something meaningful. So for example, instead of just going to your room and turning on the music and meditating, which is doing something for yourself, but maybe take it a little bit further and do something that you feel is meaningful. So if, for example, if you give a gift to someone else, you are thinking of them and, oh, I think that she would love this and she would adore this. And so you're thinking about them, but think about yourself. And it's almost like giving yourself a gift that you would love. So whether this has to do with taking time or purchasing something for yourself or making something for yourself, but you're taking another step forward and doing something meaningful to and for you and ultimately others, because you're helping your energy shift when you're doing that. You're expanding a little bit, you're healing in a way as well, and you're discovering again what you enjoy doing. Maybe you never knew that you enjoyed using markers or paints, or maybe you never knew that you liked doing whatever it is. Another way is to think back to your childhood and recall what you loved to do. And the next step would be to actually do it. And it might feel like you're being silly, or I don't know what others think, but here's a great example: riding your bike. Like, get back on your bike. Like, maybe you never rode a bike when you were little, and that's okay too, but this is just an example. Getting back on your bike. And maybe this doesn't mean that your sole purpose is to be a professional cyclist. That's not necessarily where we're going here. But if you get on your bike, you all of a sudden like remember how to ride a bike. And you're like, oh my God, I haven't rode a bike in like 30 years. How do I remember riding this? Well, here I go. And maybe I'm a little wobbly at first, or maybe I even fall down. But there's this joy in getting back to something that you used to do. It's almost like it brings back these nostalgic feelings and this sense of freedom, and oh my gosh, like I forgot how good it feels to be on my bike. So get back, think back to what it is that you love to do as a child. What did you enjoy doing? One of the things that when I think back on my life, I'm like, honestly, I loved being by myself. I would literally go into the closet and I would just read books and magazines, and I would like turn on a little light and I would just like kind of hide from the rest of the world, but I enjoyed it. Like, it was quiet and it was safe, and there was so much to explore in these books and this picture, and there was so much magic, and I didn't have to worry about anything else. And that might seem selfish to some people as an adult, but I feel like I was really good at that. I feel like I was good at being alone, and I feel like a lot of, especially introverted people, I'm certainly introverted, we enjoy being by ourselves. And that just means that we enjoy our own company. It doesn't mean that we're necessarily being selfish. You know, it feels good. And so I'm good at that. I enjoy doing that. And I'm able to still express and to give and to offer my services and my information and these messages, even by being by myself. I can still do that. So what did you enjoy doing as a child? What did you love doing? Were you out in the ground digging up worms and bugs? Were you riding your bike? Were you coloring? Were you doing puzzles? Were you out running? Were you just constantly playing with your friends? Whatever it is, think about that and then get back to that. That's going to help you discover more about your soul's purpose. Again, even if you don't end up doing it professionally, although I can almost say 100% that whatever it is that you did as a child, it's almost like you can 100% do that as an adult and get paid for it. I feel like you can find a way to do that, and I mean that in all sincerity and all seriousness. There's a way to get paid to do anything and everything, I feel like. Take it seriously. Get back, explore that. So let's keep moving on, which leads into another way or another step to finding your soul's purpose is to create. This doesn't mean you have to think of yourself as a professional artist necessarily, but think of yourself as I'm here for one because I was created and I am here to create. And I personally know from my own experience, when I take the time to create, whether that's creating a podcast or creating a course or creating Oracle deck or creating collage images, whatever it is, when I'm creating, I'm in the zone. I feel like I am connected to this higher entity, this source, this universe, this God. I feel like I am connected to this, and I start to notice that I'm just flowing, I'm going, and I'm just zooming through. And this isn't about me, but I'm giving an example. When you are creating whatever it is that you want to create, and maybe you don't know what you want to create, and that's where it goes back to exploring and experiencing life. Try something new, try to create. I never knew about collages until I started taking a course. It was a Reiki course, an energy healing course, but this woman brought in these collage cards, and I'm like, whoa, what's that? And so I got into creating collage cards and oracle decks, and I loved it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is part of what I'm supposed to be doing. I feel like this is part of my soul purpose. So you don't really know necessarily. It could be something that you've been doing ever since you were a little kid. For example, I just went to an open house as a wedding officiant, and these two women were there, and they had these harps, and they were playing harps as a duo. They were sisters, and they said that they've always known that they were supposed to play harps ever since she was like 2 years old. And so she just always knew in her heart that she wanted to play this instrument, and it was absolutely beautiful. And it's just outstanding to even imagine the energy that it creates and this feeling that it gives you. But what they're doing is they're following what they feel they want to do. And it could be something that you've always wanted to do your whole life, or it could be something where you end up finding along the road and along the way, and you discover this new gift of yours that you didn't even know that you had, and you end up discovering like, hey, I'm actually kind of good at this. Or it could be something that you've always been good at. So just create, see how you feel, see how you get into the moment. It doesn't happen immediately. Like whenever I go to sit down to create whatever it is I'm gonna create, getting into the flow isn't immediate. Like it doesn't happen within that second. It actually takes me quite a few minutes, or sometimes even like 20, 30 minutes, to where I start to notice like I'm really into this flow, I'm really into it. And as soon as you recognize it, you're like, oh my gosh, and it kind of throws you off balance a little bit when you do recognize you're in the flow, but then you can get right back to it, okay? So try to create something, try to do something new. Okay, the next thing that you can do to help you discover a little bit more about your soul's purpose is to experiment and test out different careers, positions, situations, environments. You've got to try different things. You've got to try something new, even if you're terrified out of your mind. But if you're being drawn to something, even if you're just curious about it, your curiosity tells you a whole lot, and it will really truly lead you to something really fascinating and profound. But try something new and different, especially if you hate your current job. Please do not stay at something that you hate. It's draining. It's sucking the life out of you. It's draining your soul, and you know it. So if you hate something, don't feel like you have to stay there. What's more important? Your vibrance and your humanity and your soul and feeling good, or, you know, having a paycheck and being able to survive. And I understand that's obviously necessary, but you're going to find something different. You're going to find something that you actually enjoy. And maybe it's temporary, or maybe you end up staying at another job or another career for another 30 years, you know, whatever it is. But if you're feeling this sense of like dissatisfaction, or when you go into what it is that you're doing and you feel really depleted, or you're really just not enjoying the environment anymore, and you feel like, God, I got to wake up, I gotta go to this place again, I really don't want to, please step out and find something new. Even if it just feels completely off the wall. Maybe if it's something that you never even expected, try something new. This is gonna help you discover more about yourself, what it is that you really love. Maybe you'll come across someone that you really enjoy their presence. Maybe they talk to you about someone else that helped them and this yada, yada, yada. And it's like this whole butterfly effect that happens. It's all leading you and it's this big long journey, right? You're never not on this journey. You're always experiencing, but you have the choice to decide if you want to do this or not. It's ultimately up to you. It is up to you. It's like this combination of a predestiny and your willpower to choose how you want your destiny to play out for you. It's sort of like a combination of both. It's like you have these natural talents, which I feel like are part of your destiny, and then you have this willpower and this choice and this freedom to be able to choose, is this something that you do actually want to do? So start to recognize how you're feeling and which direction you want to go. Another way is to receive outside insight from someone who doesn't know you, whether that's a psychic medium, a therapist, a counselor, or a life coach, or a business partner, but someone outside of your inner circle. Allow them to give you some unbiased, not necessarily their personal opinion, maybe it's part of their experiences, maybe they're picking up on vibes, maybe they have professional backgrounds, you know, it's like you just need to get an outside perspective. Truly, that is very, very helpful. I have been to many different psychic mediums. They have given me so much insight that I have actually transformed my reality based off of what they said. Now, I'm not saying that my whole entire life relies on someone else and what they told me, but they gave me the insight and the encouragement and the reassurance and the validation that, oh my gosh, I can, if I want to, explore this whole different path. And I've had therapists as well say, well, why don't you consider this? Or how about think about this? Or just try this. And again, that also shifted my entire reality. I didn't know these women necessarily and these men, but it's almost like they just gave me just enough information for me to take with it what I will. Again, because we're all in control of our own choices and our own mentality and our own perspectives and what we decide to do. But when you get outside perspectives from someone outside of your inner circle, someone that doesn't know you that well, it's a totally different person, they're also giving you the insight. And again, you can take what you will with it, but that will help you discover even more about your soul purpose, even if it just happens to be a stranger. I remember I was walking in a park, this was probably like 15 years ago, this man approached me and he said that you have the it factor, which is so hilarious because for many years, I'm telling you, for many years, I kept thinking all these years that he was saying that I have the if factor, and I'm like, what is the if factor? Which might sound totally insane. But I'm like, you know, all these years, and maybe I wasn't supposed to understand what he meant. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that's what he actually meant. And so that just really changed my perspective on things. And I was like, oh my gosh, he was giving me a compliment. But I didn't recognize it at first, but I still remember him. He was a total stranger. He was very kind. He told me lots of other things. Like for instance, it takes money to make money. And that's so true. I feel like that really resonates with me as well. And there's other things that he told me as a teacher, I was teaching at the time. You can do multiple things at once. It doesn't have to be just one thing. And that goes back to your soul purpose. It's not just one finite thing. It can be multiple things. It can be like a theme. If you think of it as like a theme, like for instance, maybe you want to help people. Maybe you want to transform their lives. Maybe you just want to create art. Maybe you just want to spend time in nature. Maybe you just want to have a garden. Maybe you just want to have children. Maybe you just want to travel. Maybe you just want to build. All of these different outlets that you can take. And when within that main theme, You can think, okay, for example, if you want to travel, well, then what can you do about traveling that, for one, can potentially bring an income for you to help support your passions and your desire? How can you help other people? Maybe you can record your experiences. Maybe you can teach them. Maybe you can create something that will help them. Along your travels, you can also help people that you interact with. And so that's just an example. So that all had to do with getting outside insight into what's going on in your life from someone else outside of your inner circle. The next thing, number 9, is to listen to your intuition. Please, please, please meditate, ask, get to your source, get to your center. This is going to help you discover so much about yourself. I could almost say that this is like the number one thing, is to listen to yourself. Listen to yourself, not anyone else. And I know that actually clashes with what I just said, but even if someone gives you the insight or the perspective, it's just giving you an idea. And then you at that time have to hone into your intuition and what feels right to you. No matter what anyone else or anything else says to you, you always have to go back to, does this resonate with me? Does this feel good? Or even if this is kind of scary, but I'm going to try it anyways, kind of feeling as well. And we'll talk more about in another podcast, the difference between intuition and fear, which is a really hot topic. I can't believe I just said hot topic, but you know what I mean. Listen to your intuition. Even if it sounds totally nuts, it can sound like it doesn't make sense. Even to yourself, you're like, wow, this is totally surprising. I didn't think that I would ever be doing this, but I'm gonna do it. I don't know, something just feels right. I've gotta go after it. I gotta figure it out. I gotta discover it. And then connecting with this higher source, that's when you listen to your intuition, whether it is stepping inside of something or stepping away from something, you are transforming your life. You are creating the space to discover more about who you are and what it is that you want to do and what it is that you want to leave behind in this world and what it is that you want to make your mark on. You're creating this entire reality and you deserve to feel this sense of expansiveness and this abundance. And even if it feels scary to follow your intuition itself is not scary. It's not going to ever feel scary. It's almost like this random feeling that kind of comes up, this random like notion. It's like, what was that? Or like a flash or a vision or just a feeling of going towards something or a feeling of going away from something. It could be like a quick notion. It could be like a quick idea, or it could be like a nagging, like it's constantly, okay, get away from this person, get away from this person, or take that trip. And it's going to be constantly on your heart. And, or again, it could be fleeting. Either way, please listen to yourself. At the end of the day, when you have something on your heart and your mind that you want to explore, to do, even if it doesn't make sense to anyone else, go do it. That's your soul talking directly to you. That is your higher self saying, this is going to help you. This is going to lead you into what it is that you're seeking, because what you're seeking would not be on your heart if it wasn't meant for you to explore and to discover. And then finally, to trust and take action. Trust the process, trust your feelings, trust your intuition, trust what's happening, trust this message, trust this moment, and then take action on it. You can continue every single day to absorb information, to absorb inspiration, to take in others' perspectives, but unless you're actually taking the initiative, unless you're actually taking an outside step, unless you're actually moving, you're making momentum, you're going to remain where you are. That's not necessarily expansive. You've got to move the energy out. You've got to create this wave of energy. This is how you're going to discover more about your soul purpose, is by moving the energy, getting out, exploring, finding what is out there for you to discover. So I hope this was helpful. Take what you will. Please, 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 at least take action on one of these. And I can guarantee you will find what it is that you have been seeking. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.